you know, after I got saved, I was in the process, in the beginning stages of transforming my mind, right? And I guess we all still are down here in a way, because this is just a vapor. Your life is a vapor down here. And so, but anyway, I got saved, and then all of a sudden these Jezebels appear out of nowhere. It's like they come out of the woodworks, you know. It's like, where'd this one come from? It's almost like the devil possessed these women to try to hinder you, you know, hinder your growth, you know. So then I finally ended up getting married, and I was still growing like crazy. You marry somebody who, quote unquote, is a believer, you would think that they would be all for your growth, spiritual growth, but it wasn't that. You know, if you see your spouse growing spiritually, wouldn't you support that? But no, it was all about the world, the flesh, pride of life. It was all about this place. It's like, come on, I'm trying to grow. I'm growing spiritually. What are you talking about? I don't think so. Anyway, so if you get persecuted in a marriage by a so-called believer while you're in the growth stage, and notice, you know, when you hear somebody get saved, they get born again, it brings tears to your eyes, you know, it makes you cry. The only time this person cries is when she didn't go her way, you know, when things didn't go her way. She never cried for souls. She never cried if somebody was growing spiritually and emotionally. It was all about if it didn't go her way. I look back now, I was married to an ultimate religious narcissist, and I couldn't see it because I was new into faith, you know. But I look back, and all the signs were there. If it don't go their way, they cry. They don't really care about their spouse. They only care about what their spouse can do for them, you know. They really never had conversations, and they never were introspective. They couldn't look at themselves and say, woe is me, I'm a man or woman of unclean lips and dwell among the people. They couldn't see their own sin, in other words. And so, as you grow, you're like, after enough time goes by, you're like, wait a minute, this person highlighted their Bible, but it means nothing. It was just a show. The Bible was highlighted, but they didn't know what it, they couldn't rightly divide it. They didn't know what it meant. It's like, as you grow, you're like, I don't think so. This you're not even able to interpret what that one passage means, and you've been in this supposedly your whole life. It was all a show, people. And so when the devil sends these agents, they're going to try to paint a picture of what you want, what they think you want. And as you keep growing, see, you would think that this person would celebrate your growth spiritually, celebrate your growth in your trade, whatever trade you're learning. But to not communicate about your trade, your spiritual, to not even know you, it was all about them. They didn't take a moment to even listen to what you were saying. And it's like, wow. That's narcissistic abuse to the hill. When you're married to somebody and you don't listen to anything they're saying, you don't try to understand, you don't encourage them, you don't try to understand them. To live a, try to want to be married and live a separate life, why would you get married? Insanity. Why would you want to get married to somebody and live a separate life? It just doesn't add up. And the only conclusion is, this person was lost. This person was undone. This person was religious but lost. but convinced everybody because they knew the terminology. They knew the terminology, but they didn't know the. It wasn't. They might know the terminology, but it wasn't in them. It wasn't a part of them. It's kind of like somebody. The only way I can explain it, if somebody describe, okay, some if you said, okay, here's an orange, it has a peel on it. It tastes fruity. It's an orange taste, and you describe an orange with all the details you could, and they just memorize that and say, "Well, this is how orange," but they never tasted an orange. They can describe it, but they never tasted it, right? That's the way it is with the religious but lost. They can describe it because they've been around it and heard other people say it, but they never had it. If I was married to a woman and she just got saved recently, if I married her and I saw her spiritual growth, you would want to encourage it. You'd want to build it up. You would listen to what she's learning. You would try to help her grow. You would communicate. You'd be patient with the process. Wild stuff. And they always project. They'll say something like, "My grandfather said you don't love me." Really, actually, they projected that onto the other person when she didn't. They don't love you. In other words, you don't love me. No, you don't love me. You're a projectionist. You married somebody that you don't even like because they're not of the world. You know, blows your mind. So if somebody's growing spiritually, you would celebrate it, wouldn't you? If you were a believer, if somebody's growing spiritually, you would try to build them up, right? Try to help them. But when you're with somebody who's just tearing down, what that was insecurity. So if somebody's growing spiritually, outpacing you, if somebody's growing in their career, if there's somebody's getting good at functioning down here, understanding this whole place, they're just jealous because they're not growing at the same pace, I guess, or growing at all, you know. They think they've already arrived, you know. I hate to tell you this, but you grow your whole life. In the last 3 years, I've been studying the medical, and it's always something new to learn. You know, even the doctors are learning. The best doctor, you go in doctor, and he diagnoses, so this is the problem. The doctor, a real doctor would probably, a humble doctor would say, "Well, this is what the problem looks like, all the data, all the books, all the research, but it could be something else, so we'll try this first. We'll try this. If this works, then we solve the problem." But they don't know what the problems are. They don't have a clue what's going on. They just do it based on research of other people, you know? That's what this place is. It's trial and error, right? When it comes to medical and stuff. Engineering. Think about the engineering of a bridge. They don't know. They don't really have a clue of how much stress something will take unless they do the test. They have to do the test. They have to do the experiments. They simulate the load and see if it'll hold the load. If it does, they do it again. Do it again. Try it three different directions. Will it hold the lateral load? Will it hold the load? And then when they finally come to the conclusion, yeah, it'll hold the load. Then they build the bridge. You had to remember, we didn't know what narcissism was back then.